Ahoy there! I'm Captain Brooks, your neighborhood eco-pirate captain. Before you head out today, grab your grown-up first mate. Every great adventure starts with a good crew. Now, let's get you ready for a treasure walk. That all started for me on a quiet morning. I stepped outside and spotted a white paper arrow on the corner of the street. Just a scrap at first, but it was pointing straight toward the entrance of Glenwood Cemetery. I picked it up, flipped it over, and found a garage sale advertisement printed on the back. Since the arrow pointed that way, I figured, let's see where this goes, and followed it. A little farther up Middle Road, I found a cardboard box sitting right on the double yellow line, and there were two bright red arrows printed on the side, pointing the same way as the paper one. That was more than enough for me, so I kept walking. At the garage sale, after stepping around a small sea of toddler toys, I found an old book with a worn jacket. The picture on the cover didn't match the story inside, which led me to a chapter called Hunt for Unburied Treasure. It explained how an ordinary penny, a 1931 S penny, for example, might be worth far more than it looks. That one little idea made the whole walk feel like part of something bigger. The next day, the clues continued. A beer box with coins printed on the label, a newspaper lying wide open like someone left it for me, and a folded piece of blue plastic that turned out to be a pirate-themed party bag covered in skulls and crossbones. A tiny treasure pouch right there on the ground. That's when I realized something important. Any walk can turn into a treasure hunt if you pay attention. So here's how you can start your own eco-pirate adventure as soon as this episode ends. When you step outside, pretend the world is a giant game board. Look for anything that seems a little unusual. A wrapper, a bottle cap, a scrap of cardboard, something shaped like an arrow. Anything that makes you pause for half a second. Sometimes the smallest piece of litter is really the start of a clue. If something catches your eye, follow it. Maybe it points around the corner. Maybe it leads you across the street. Maybe it brings you to your next clue. You won't know until you try. As you explore, pick up the safe-to-touch litter you find. That's part of the adventure. Wrappers, straws, paper scraps, bits of foam, bottle caps, anything small and harmless can go into your bag. Every treasure hunt leaves the trail better than it was before. If you want to take it a step further, take photos of the interesting things you find. Later on, you can turn those pictures into your own I Spy rhyme. Something like, I spy a cap, a clue, a twist of blue. Make it fun. No rules. When you finish your walk, grab a piece of paper and draw your treasure map. Sketch the streets you explored. Mark the spots where you found clues. Add dotted lines and arrows, and put an X wherever you want. Your walk becomes a story the second you draw it. And if your adventure puts you in a treasure-sharing mood, you can gather a few items you no longer use, clean them up, and set up a tiny yard sale at home. A couple of signs, some simple prices, and you've just turned old items into new treasure for someone else. Anything left over can be donated, so it gets reused instead of tossed out. That's the eco-pirate way. Explore, notice, pick up, create, and share. If you want more adventures like this, you can find the companion story, creative ideas, and more walks just like this one at StoryWalkerWendy'sStoryWalking.com. I'm Captain Brooks, and your treasure map begins the moment you step outside. Keep your eyes open, Captain. The clues are already waiting. So let the adventure begin.